Well, there are two issues. One, what is the document that was signed? And second, what was the nature of the Opinion documents? The Constitution requires that any bill, before it becomes law, has to be directly signed by the president. The Constitution says he shall sign, not the vice president. You can't delegate it. He must sign. And so if a bill is signed by AutoPen, I think there's a very substantial argument that it's unlawful. Pardon, on the other hand, it simply says in the Constitution, he shall have the power to pardon. And I suspect that probably the courts would say that the president can pardon orally. Then he doesn't have to write it down. He can pardon orally. So the only question as to pardons is, did he exercise that power, or was it exercised by someone else? We know it was he who exercised the power to pardon his son because he talked about it. But the pardons that came on the last day in favor of the January 6th congressional people, we don't know who authorized that. Now, the next question is, who would have standing to challenge it? Trump doesn't have standing to challenge it. The person who got the pardon wouldn't have standing to challenge it, obviously. So who could challenge a pardon claiming that, well, Biden didn't really do it, it was somebody else in the office who did it? So I don't think we're going to see a lot of a successful litigation to get these pardons voided. The only way it can come up is if, for example, prosecutors go, and this could happen, prosecutors could go after somebody who was pardoned and argue in court that the pardon was invalid. I think that argument might very well lose unless they could demonstrate that Biden himself didn't pardon. The writing isn't important when it comes to pardons. It's very important when it comes to bills becoming laws.
Well, it's a little bit like, almost like at the presidential level, classified documents. A president doesn't have to declassify in writing. The president can just say or even think this is declassified. It doesn't require a signature.
Yeah, in fact, with classification, it's not even in the Constitution. So they can do whatever they want. Pardons are in the Constitution, but not the signing requirement. Bills are in the Constitution, but the signing requirement.